T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland here in Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. After this week, I want to add religious liberty in there. We'll figure out how to do it. We have a great lineup for you this evening. 2016 Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is going to be with us again. Give us an update about yesterday's rally in Tulsa, the incessant attacks on the president, and the double standards from the left about wearing face masks at events. So apparently, if Trump had renamed the rally a BLM protest, then it would have been fine. But since it was a pro-economic, pro-liberty, religious freedom rally, you got to wear masks. We're thrilled to have RNC national spokesperson Elizabeth Harrington back with us again to give us a little bit of an update on the national convention and the president's police reform executive order. We will continue our 2020 candidate profiles with two Kansas House candidates, Patrick Penn from House District 85 and Kathy Valentine from District 72. Laura Tarwater from the Wild West Republican Women's Club will be with us. She's going to give us an update on next week's Big First Republican Expo out in Dodge City, which you'll be able to listen to the highlights of that here on KNSS next Saturday at 2. We'll get a campaign update from Bob Hamilton, candidate for U.S. Senate, and Elon Cerulovich, star of AMC's The Walking Dead and Deepwater Horizon, the movie with Mark Wahlberg, is going to tell us how Hollywood responded after he dared to produce a YouTube video honoring America's law enforcement community. I would have thought that would be heralded, but not in Hollywood. In Hollywood, you're condemned for doing that. So that's our lineup this evening. Hopefully we can get everything, in tonight. If we don't, we will we'll have them back next week, but we will keep you updated on the storms as they progress. Speaking of storms, you know, folks, I'm not sure what they've been putting in the water, what they've been breathing over at the United States Supreme Courthouse, but something blew in the last few months, and there sure have been a series of frankly bizarre rulings coming out of the Supreme Court lately. Somehow, this week, they ruled that employers cannot fire workers because of their sexual orientation or self-determined gender identity. I get the sexual orientation part. I don't necessarily agree with the lifestyle, but I get that you don't want to fire somebody for their choices. But, excuse me, self-determined gender identity? Can someone please explain what this is? I mean, the court has now redefined a fundamental element of humanity. The decision of the court now creates chaos and enormous unfairness for women and girls in athletics, women's shelters, many other contexts. This was just a bizarre ruling that I should have been handled at the state level, maybe at the local level, But to lump transgender lifestyle choices in with the, it's just a wrong decision, and it's not the it's just one in a slew. In May, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 along similar lines to reject an emergency appeal from a California church over the imposition of limits on the size of attendance at the services. Chief Justice John Roberts joined his liberal colleagues in upholding what he said were limits that, quote, appeared consistent with the First Amendment. Excuse me, I didn't think there were supposed to be any limits on the First Amendment. I don't see those anywhere in the founding documents. I've read them. Doesn't look like there are any limits there to me. Last month, the court also allowed an Idaho prison inmate to continue with gender reassignment surgery at taxpayers' expense. I guess they considered that an essential medical procedure, along with abortions, no doubt. And then the court ruled 5-4 on Thursday that President Trump could not end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, the DACA program. I don't get this one at all. Considering the unlawful program began via executive order, it stands to reason that it would then be legal to end it via executive order. Whether you like the program or not, how it was conceived and executed should be the same way it could be ended. DACA is unconstitutional. It circumvented the legislature. If Obama and Biden wanted to do something about our country's illegal immigrants and immigration problem, they had 8 years to work with Congress to pass something, and during two of those years, Democrats controlled both houses of Congress. And once again, Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberal justices and sided with the majority. They held that the administration had failed to offer, quote, sufficient reasons for rescinding the policy and failed to provide enough consideration about what would happen to the people who had registered for the DACA program. Why? Why do they have to have a reason? One president created it. Another should be free to undo it. I get it. Illegal immigration is a complicated issue. But it's an issue that needs to be legislated, not litigated, and not dictated by executive fiat. Currently, 30 million Americans remain jobless. America can't afford to continue to have an influx of illegal immigrants. But if the Supreme Court's going to approve the use of executive orders to circumvent legislative action, well, the president should use that power to reduce and control the overall immigration to the United States, at least until the pandemic is over. In April, nearly 80% of Americans said they wanted immigration halted to the U.S. during the crisis and amid mass unemployment. A recent Zogby poll commissioned by the Federation for American Immigration Reform reveals overwhelming support for among swing state voters for the president if he were to expand his orders to further reduce the inflow of foreign workers to the U.S. labor market. In Pennsylvania, 63% of voters said they would strongly or somewhat strongly support reductions in the admissions of new immigrants while unemployment rates remain at historic highs. Florida voters were at 6 and 10 supported it. Nearly 60% of Georgia voters supported it. In Michigan, a key state for Trump in the 2020 reelection plan, more than 59% of voters said they support the measure. Nearly 60% of Arizona voters said the same thing. In all 10 swing states, majorities from 60 to 85% said they support continuing the plan that has slowed immigration to the U.S. until thorough health screenings can be properly conducted and statewide unemployment goes down. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants. In addition, another 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year. Often, Americans are fired and replaced by foreign visa workers, many forced to train their foreign replacements. With 30 million Americans still jobless, perhaps it's time we close the border to the virus and to illegals once and for all. Coming up after the break, we'll get a campaign update from Bob Hamilton, candidate for U.S. Senate. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.